USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has issued an executive order advising people to stay at home amid a spike in coronavirus cases in his state.
Our economy cannot bounce back until we contain this virus. So tonight, I have signed Executive Order 94 advising Wisconsinites to stay home to save lives. We must get back to the basics of fighting this virus just like we did last spring, and it starts at home. It's not safe to go out. It's not safe to have others over. It's just not safe.
The order also urges businesses to follow the state's guidelines for measures to help keep employees and customers safe. The United States has plans for a $23 billion arms sale to the United Arab Emirates. President Trump informed Congress of the sale on Tuesday that includes 50 F-35 fighter jets as part of the package. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat, you can wash them and dry them, they maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has offered a reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction for voter fraud. Patrick is offering up to $1 million to support the president's campaign and its investigation into allegations of voter fraud in several battleground states. In a press release Tuesday, Patrick said that President Trump's pursuit of voter fraud is not only essential to determine the outcome of this election, it is essential to maintain our democracy. Retail giant JCPenney is on the verge of exiting bankruptcy after a new buyer for the company was announced. The purchase by the Simon Property Group and Brookfield Asset Management was cleared by bankruptcy judges on Monday for a price tag of $1.75 billion. The company says the purchase deal will save around 60,000 jobs. Despite the lifeline, JCPenney still has a number of obstacles to overcome. The chain has plans to close more than 150 stores this year and will close even more over the next 2 years under a restructuring plan that would leave it with just 600 retail locations. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he agrees with President Trump's contention that the presidential election is far from over. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was reelected to his eighth term as GOP leader on Tuesday. Regarding the presidential election, the Kentucky Republican reminds everyone,
"Let's not have any lectures, no lectures about how the president should immediately, cheerfully accept preliminary election results from the same characters who just spent 4 years refusing to accept the validity of the last election, and who insinuated that this one would be illegitimate, too, if they lost again, only if they lost. The people who pushed this hysteria could not have more egg on their face than they do right now."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Pittsburgh Steelers may be the only undefeated team left in the NFL, but they could be missing a vital component of their success when they take the field this Sunday against Cincinnati. Quarterback Ben Roethlisberger was placed on the COVID-19 reserve list Tuesday, along with offensive lineman Gerald Hawkins, running back Jalen Samuels, and linebacker Vince Williams. All four players are self-isolating after being considered close contacts of tight end Vance McDonald, who tested positive on Monday. The four could still play this week. They're eligible to return to the team Saturday if they test negative and don't present any symptoms. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.